is good to be back. Hey, freaks, it's Monday, March 5th, 2018. Coming up on the program today, are people who say axe just more well-read than the rest of us? Plus, a midget can't get an erection, masturbating mid-flight, and holding in your shit for over a month. All this with your voicemails today.
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
But I happen to prefer the snatch.
Hey, freaks, Tim Henson back here with you, starting off a new week of programs. This right here is Distorted View Daily. I have been away for a while, been moving from Columbus to Cincinnati. I am kind of settled in. I've got the bare bones of a studio going here. I apologize if you hear a little bit of an echo. I'm apparently a large cavernous room. I didn't realize how much bigger this studio was than the one in Columbus, and it's going to be awesome. I just don't have enough stuff to fill it, believe it or not. So there's just so much to talk to you about. First and foremost, I want to say thank you for sticking with me. Hope you enjoyed Distorted Review. I know one of the show, the very last Distorted Review did not air, and there's a good reason for that. You may remember I was in the middle of a bit of a time crunch towards the end of the move there. We were packing furiously, and I simply did not have a chance to complete it. And I was thinking, oh, when I move down to Cincinnati, I'll have some, you know, downtime that I'll be able to finish that last episode. Well, that didn't happen because everything that could have possibly went wrong. Oh, I'm loving the echo now, now that I'm freaking out. It really adds a little something to the drama. Where was I? Oh, yes. I was in the middle of a freak out. A four-alarm bitch fit, if you will. Okay, so here I go. Everything that could have possibly went wrong did go wrong and continues to go wrong. I talked about this on a special Sideshow exclusive episode that I was able to record. I felt it was important to give you Sideshow freaks a little something. And honestly, I just had to share my misery. Like, I just had to get it all out. So, not to go over everything again, because my Sideshow freaks will be bored. If you want to hear the whole thing, sign up for the Sideshow, superfreaksideshow.com. I need you now more than ever. But, so we packed up, we moved, although I would say 25 to 35% of our stuff is still in Columbus, because we have too much fucking crap, and I live with a hoarder. So the truck was completely full. A 26-foot motherfucking Penske truck filled to the brim. Now, the movers, I have to say, were a little dim-witted. You have to watch those assholes constantly. There's a tip for any of you guys thinking about moving and hiring movers. Don't just think like, oh, now I can sit back. This is going to be nice. I just have to pack boxes and they'll do the heavy lifting. Yeah. They'll also move like large empty boxes. Like we had this, I don't know, like almost refrigerator size box that was just in the garage. And they took it upon themselves to move that. Whatever. Like, as I was saying, anything that could go wrong did go wrong. Couldn't fit everything in the truck. Check. The movers damaged some of our furniture. Check. There's deep scratches, gouges in our recently refinished hardwood floors. Check. There are now holes in our wall. Check. The first day we got to Cincinnati, right, as we are unpacking, the fucking city floods. Check. And that's when we learn the real reason why the basement was not finished in our house. It was weird because, like, they said it was semi-finished or finishable. The reason why they, of course, didn't bother finishing is they realized that the basement doubles as a pool 7 times a year when it rains heavily. We've got drainage issue. I mean, the list just goes on and I want to blow my fucking brains out. Then we noticed as we were unpacking, why is the wall, there's weird shadows on the wall. And after a few minutes, we realized, oh, those aren't shadows. That's where, like, the previous paint is showing, right? Because the idiot painters that we hired didn't properly cover the walls, even though they let us know, like, oh, this isn't going to take two coats of paint like we thought. We're going to need to buy more, you know, which, of course, cost us more. So three coats of paint, and I don't even think they used the third coat, because we've got like two full fucking cans of paint in the basement, and they left the house a wreck. There was dust and shit all over the floor from them sanding, and they didn't clean anything up. We're in the middle of a feud with them. I've got a lot of stories I could tell. I don't want to talk about it right now. I just want to get back into my show, feature some disgusting, you know, weird audio. So, you know, in the coming days, I'll be talking a lot about Cincinnati and my adventures here in the last 2 weeks. Right now, though, I kind of want to get just, you know, back into the normal swing of things. Although I did want to say thank you to all of you freaks for sticking with DV and enjoying the Distorted Review and coming back for the new show. So we're going to do a giveaway. Actually, two giveaways. I know I have a horrible track record, but I'm getting better with these prizes. Like last time we did like an Amazon gift certificate, it was super simple for me to just, you know, type in someone's email address and send them $50 through Amazon or whatever. This time, though, I actually bought two prizes. They are something that was huge. One of the most popular gifts this Christmas season. Impossible to find. They're still incredibly hard to look for. And this is how we're going to do it. All you have to do is rate and review Distorted View Daily somewhere. Whether it be the iTunes Store, Stitcher Radio, any sort of podcast directory. Preferably one people actually go to. The idea here is to get Distorted View some more exposure. Get new listeners. I mean, you could even get creative. You know, let's say you're a moderator on a very popular message board, like the Love Shy Forum or something. Maybe you could, you know, really plug Distorted View hard over there. That might not be a good idea. Pick a different message board you're well-respected in. I'm just throwing some ideas out there. Again, the idea is to get Distorted View some new listeners, fresh, tender, smooth, twink-like meat, and then just email me, show at distortedview.com with the subject line contest. Tell me what you've done, link to your work. You know, if you left a rating and review on iTunes, for instance, give me your username and what you said so I can find it, verify it, and I will pick one winner. Again, Sideshow members, Freeside people, everyone is eligible for this contest. Then I will pick one winner, and they will receive a Super Nintendo Classic Mini! Ta-da! 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 It's so hard to find. It's basically like $100 value. I don't know what they are, like $79 or something, $89. I don't know. I don't know how much they were. $85 with tax. I don't know. Whatever. It's not about the money. It's about winning free cool shit from creepy Uncle Tim. And because I haven't forgotten about my Sideshow freaks, I have another Super Nintendo Classic Mini!
Vagina is full of apes.
My finger slipped. Also a good defense for some of you actors caught in the crosshairs of that Me Too movement. So I have a second Super Nintendo Classic Mini, whatever the fuck they're called. And that one is just for Sideshow members and patrons. Basically, if you give me money, I would like to say thank you. Same deal. All you got to do is promote Distorted View Daily, rate us, review us. This contest works a little bit different. It's kind of weighted. If you're a Sideshow member, you basically get two entries. If you're a patron, you know, you'll get an entry. And then if you're a Sideshow member and patron, you get a total of three entries. Does that kind of make sense? I wanted to be fair. You know, Sideshow members are the reason I'm able to do this for a living. So I wanted to give them kind of a greater chance. But still, I wanted to say thanks to my patrons. Because even, you know, the $1 or $2 a month pledge helps me out. And of course, if you're a Sideshow member and a patron, well, then you are a DV Gold Executive Premier member. And you deserve all the finer things in life that only Diners Club can give you. I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. So that's basically the contest. You know, it's simple. It's more of a giveaway than anything. It doesn't really take a lot of work. Again, it's just to say thank you to my valued freaks. All right, let's get into some audio. Boy, I was so excited to see that Cheryl Murkowski recorded a few new dutes for us. Yeah, we're just diving headfirst back into DV material. I have a feeling these are going to be very musical. Cheryl said that she had a bit of a stomach bug, and this is what transpired. Maybe that should be our new ta-da sound. All right, and then the waterfall. Oh. Girl, what did you eat? Been there recently. Fucking Taco Bell. Oh, I have not been back there since. It's so weird living in a new city because you don't know where the hell to eat. And, you know, Lord Douche is pretty picky. And people in Cincinnati eat some weird-ass stuff. They put cinnamon and chocolate and chili, you know. They roll sausage in oatmeal or something. Very strange, these people. I'd be perfectly happy eating at Wendy's or Long John Silver's or something until I get acquainted with the area. But Lord Douche wants to eat at good places, which costs money, and everything is so fucking expensive with this house. Oh, my God. All right, listen. I have got a great clip here of a midget and a normal-sized woman performing in a porn scene. Performing is a strong word because this guy is impotent. He can't get it up. Which, you know, isn't unusual on porn sets, especially if you're new to porn. But you'd think a midget isn't getting laid that often, and he would just be so excited, you know, to have a woman sucking his dick that he would, you know, he would be a premature ejaculator.
We're going to enter a sound effect.
Okay.
Once you're in there banging away, I want you to tell her, look, boss, the plane, the plane.
Oh, no, 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 we can't do that.
Why?
Really? Fuck. Get your ass
sued.
Hell
yeah. He's a friend of his.
So the director, I don't know if you guys caught that reference because it's an old one. The director is telling this midget to say at some point, the plane, which is a line that a famous midget had to utter. That was like the midget's catchphrase. You know, the little guy from Fantasy Island, Hervé Villachez. I can't remember what his character's name is. Something like Tattoo or something like that. But anyway, so I don't think the midget was personally offended having to say the line. I think the midget knew Hervé. I think the midget is friends with Hervé Villachez, and he's no, I can't possibly say that
the
line.
The plane! The plane!
Oh, no, we can't do that.
Why?
Really? Fuck. Oh, get your ass sued. Hell yeah.
He's a friend of
mine. Oh, get your ass sued, yeah.
Fuck yeah. No.
Can you say, hey, boss, I don't hear a plane, do you?
No.
Since when do little midget shits get to call the shots in porn? I think, you know, if this was a normal-sized guy, if this was a standard porn scene, the director would be like, get the fuck out of here! I'm not asking you to say the lines. I'm telling you what to say. But I guess midgets are harder to find. Maybe because they're so small. Check tall grass. I hear they hide in there. They hide among the pussy willows.
But just try to cheat the cameras as much as we can. The cum shot will be on the stomach and tits. You will rub it into your tits and lick it.
Yeah.
Just keep licking and we'll call the cut. You'll
do you want me to start from right here?
Yes.
And then we're moving into...
Them head. Start giving them head. Quiet, please, we're rolling.
As if it really matters if the set is quiet or not. They added all the sound effects later. There's blaring 70s porn music in the background. Get it all wet. So the director is talking about cheating because this guy can't get hard, which means he can't ejaculate. And that's very important in porn, right? That's how you end the scene. So this girl has to, I don't know, put some lotion in her mouth or something. She's got some like fake cum in her cheeks. I think the midget's asleep.
Okay, go right back.
Now
oh,
she's
babe, I'm kidding, right?
Touch it. Let's keep going. Let's start again, Lou. Keep getting ahead.
Yeah, she's got the lotion in her mouth or whatever the fake cum is, the yogurt.
Oh, baby. Get into it. Get into it. Get into it.
Oh, stroke that, baby. Oh, get it hard. Oh, I'm getting ready to come here. Oh, oh, baby. Oh, here it comes, baby.
Hey, he's a pretty good actor because he's obviously not coming, right? He's still not hard. But he's pretty he's convincing me. That cum is way too thick. I think it's Elmer's paste that she put in her mouth. Little midget's cum curdled. Poor little dude, he cannot catch a break. All right, real quick, before we get into the news, I've got to talk about one of the most recent episodes of MTV's Decoded, hosted by Francesca Ramsey. This fucking shit always appears on my wall. I don't know who's sharing it, but you guys got to stop. I understand there are a lot of shitty white people out there. We've done a lot of boneheaded shit to you. But you can't blame everything on us. Come on. In the most recent episode, the host, Francesca, asks, are people who use the word axe instead of ask less intelligent? And the answer, of course, is yes. They're less educated. Here's, you know my proof? It's because the word ask is the letter A followed by S followed by K. There's only one way to pronounce it. And if you pronounce it axe, you're saying it wrong. I understand big words. I understand more than anyone else that the English language is hard. There are a bunch of big words out there, and even some smaller words that trip me up. But three letters. Three letters. You got to be able to figure that one out. And if you catch yourself, you can hear yourself talk, right? And if you catch yourself saying axe, you have to be intelligent enough to self-aware that you're saying it wrong. You know, I would say milk. No, milk all the time. That's how growing up, it was a regional thing. I didn't even know I was saying it until I got this fucking podcast, and then everyone let me know everything I was saying wrong. And I correct myself. I now say milk, and if I do slip up, I correct myself. I'll say, oh, I'm being a fuckwit right now. I'm sorry, it's milk. So we've covered all our bases here. Either you're just dumb, saying axe, or if it is a regional thing that everyone around you is saying, you have to have heard the correct way it's spoken, right? Either on television or, you know, whatever. It's a common word, this ask. So you should adjust the way you say it. That's not controversial, right? And this isn't just a black person thing. So let's not make it about race necessarily. I watch the People's Court. I watch Judge Judy, Maury. There are plenty of white people who say X. Get ready for some insane justification here.
Hey, can I ask you a question? Did you notice I said axe instead of ask? And does it even matter?
If you don't want to appear stupid, if you want to get a decent job where you have to talk good. All right, we are off and running here.
There's a weird stigma around the usage of axe in the English language. We've been taught to think of axe as a pronunciation used by poor and working class white folks, and especially by black people who speak African American Vernacular English, or AAVE, which was previously known as Ebonics. And a lot of people believe that anyone who uses axe is ignorant, uneducated, and probably lower class.
Think back to all the times you heard axe. Was it at a TED Talk, or did you hear it at a Waffle House? 2:30 in the morning.
But guess what? The pronunciation axe has actually been part of the English language for centuries. In fact, once upon a time, aka as far back as the 8th century, axe was considered the correct pronunciation. Ever heard of a little old writer named Geoffrey Chaucer?
Yeah, I'm sure that's why Woe Vicky says axe. She picked it up reading Geoffrey Chaucer.
I'm gonna keep telling y'all, I'm black, black, B-L-A-C-K. Stop asking me what color I am. I just told ya. So bye.
Well, now I'm really confused. She says ask in that video, proving once and for all that she's white, right?
That's racist!
I mean, that's kind of what Decoded is insinuating here, right? That black people say axe because that's the proper way it was once spoken. Maybe I should throw this out to my black listeners. Why do you think people say axe? And not just axe, but also like, you know, things are going to get a little racist here. Here comes my black impression. Oh, Aunt Jemima, do you have any words of plantation wisdom? Oh, I sure do. What? Why do people, many black, say things like, I'm going for sure. You know, it's kind of like a lazy way of talking. Not that they're lazy people, but I don't know. It just sort of proves that they're laid back, you know, smoking a blunt, having a good time. I'll be hip hopping, eating gizzards, having a good old time.
I wish you could be black for a week. You'd probably kill yourself.
What?
Yeah.
I would not, because I could tell you something. I'd be hip hopping and having a good old time eating gizzards.
I mean, but you know what I'm saying? It's kind of disingenuous that they're like, oh, well, a long time, you know, 500 years ago, axe was the preferred pronunciation, so that's why we say that.
We had axe all up in the Cadbury Tales. Oh, and in the first ever English translation of the Bible, one well-known verse originally went, axe and it shall be given.
So we all, you know, we all have the first edition of the fucking Bible.
According to the Oxford English Dictionary, we can trace the origins of axe all the way back to this old English verb. Saying ask didn't really become a thing until around the 17th century. But if it's been around forever, why is it so stigmatized today? Have you not?
Because no one says that anymore, and it's agreed upon that the letters A-S-K are pronounced ask. I mean, Christ, woman. Going back to the goddamn 16th century to justify this bullshit.
Look, we are all guilty of judging someone by the way they speak at one time or another, but English is constantly evolving and—
Oh, that old argument. I hate the way English is evolving. I don't like the word bay or thick with two C's. Fucking retarded. It would be one thing if it was like, a way to save time. Like, you know what? Thanks, spelled T-H-X. Okay, I get it. It's shorthand. But thick? You're replacing K with another C. You're not saving any time. I'm all for the evolution of words and the elimination of letters. You know how I feel about that. When it makes sense. Kids today and their language. All right, let's finish up here.
Quite frankly, not as precious as some people make it out to be. And real talk, English, which is a language that has developed from a whole variety of other languages, has a bunch of weird rules that don't make a lot of sense. How is it that—
Amen, sister.
Read and red are spelled the same, but they're two different tenses. How is sheep both singular and plural?
This has nothing to do with supporting your argument. A better question would be, why don't some black people pronounce sheep heaps? Because apparently they just rearrange S's and then put them wherever they want in words. My name is Timothy Hinnolds. Just stick the S right at the end there. Hinnolds. I actually kind of like that better than my real last name. I think I'm going to go ahead and learn Ebonics. All right, in with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, and fucked up news right now. Tomorrow's program will be Sideshow exclusive, so if you're not yet a member, consider signing up and supporting the show. SuperFreakSideshow.com. Oh, you'll, you know, have a chance to win another Super Nintendo. That's kind of cool. Listen, the Sideshow has been around since November of 2006. This is not some fly-by-night shammery. I'm not going to bamboozle you out of money. Every week, Sideshow members get exclusive content just for them, including exclusive programs, video cast, extended shows, weekend programs occasionally. I hate to announce this because you know how good my promises are, but I am working on a new video setup. I hate the idea of being on camera. Please be gentle with me when you see me, but I will be producing more video content for Sideshow members. I'm thinking starting this week. We'll see how things go. Sign up for the Sideshow, SuperFreakSideshow.com. You'll catch tomorrow's exclusive program. We'll do another exclusive show on Thursday, and you get full access to the entire archive of programs. Well over, 3,000 shows now? Again, go to SuperFreakSideshow.com and sign up. All right. Three quick stories, then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, we've got a woman who was arrested here, but I think she should be released, and she should be heralded as a hero. We should have parades in her honor. I don't know, maybe a holiday? A New York woman and her father are accused of endangering the welfare of a child after the woman dumped a bucket of popcorn on a 2-year-old girl during a showing of Star Wars: The Last Jedi in a Long Island theater in January. Carrie Carmen, 25, and her father, first of all, endangering the welfare of a child. Can we stop being so dramatic with these charges? The child wasn't in danger. The kid was going to drown in popcorn? No. She dumped some popcorn on the kid's head. It went falling, but landed in her lap. And obviously she was doing it to make the kid shut up, because she was screaming and babbling and just acting like a little fucking 2-year-old cunt. All 2-year-old girls are cunts. Should not be allowed in public. I would treat little babies like veal, right? You're locked in a little tiny pen until you're, I don't know, 4 or 5, when you can behave in public. Until then, you're not allowed out. Carrie Carmen, 25, and her father, Charles Carmen, 61, were arrested on Friday, March 2nd, in connection to the January 2nd incident, according to the New York Post. It reported that Carmen became angry when the young child she was seated next to spoke while the movie was playing. And you have to understand, when a 2-year-old speaks, quote unquote, speaks, it's not like, you know, can you pass the jujubes, right? Can I have some snow caps? No. Dad, why is that man flying on the plane in the sky in space? You know, it's like that. Really super loud, dumb questions. You know, children never know what the hell's going on. And either they're like super interested, right, and ask a bunch of questions, or they just stand up in the theater and start wandering around, making noises, screaming, crying. Either way, it's a nightmare for everyone around him. If you have a kid, the term going to the movies should mean plopping your little cunt turd in the back of your Ford Aerostar, handing them an iPad, and then releasing the emergency brake so the van rolls back into, I don't know, like a 10-foot lake. Glub, glub, glub. That's called a happy ending. I don't know why these movie theaters allow 2-year-old children in there. I mean, the kid can't enjoy what's going on. 2 years old. They don't know what's going on, right? It just ruins the movie for everyone else. The child's mother claims her daughter was asking her for a snack and said popcorn. Mom, popcorn. Mom, can I have some popcorn? Popcorn, Mom. Mom, hand over the popcorn. I want some popcorn. You know, like that's asking for popcorn in 2-year-old vernacular. All right, when Carmen leaned over, grabbed the bucket from her hand and dumped it over the child's head. There's your fucking popcorn. Carmen then hit the child in the head with the empty bucket. Again, that's not endangering a child. You're not going to do any permanent damage. You know, a bucket of popcorn is cardboard, right? Bruising her head. Again, I don't think her head was bruised. Although Carmen did not comment, her friend claims the child's mother pushed Carmen and caused the popcorn to spill. The friend said the child's mom became angry with Carmen after she asked her to quiet her child. So there. Let me just see what the comments are in this news story. Assaulting a child is never okay. Let's agree to disagree. Oh, but nothing inspires the urge to kill like some jackass talking or texting during a movie. Going to the movies is expensive. I don't want to hear a screaming child. Right on, Dale Shackelford. Perfectly flawed. Echoes that sentiment. I do not pay good money, nor do I expect to listen to other people's children. Most people are on my side. I mean, they don't go so far as to encourage the murder of children, but, you know, same idea. All right, second story we have for you today. Oh, I have a picture of this. A passenger on a flight from Malaysia has been arrested after reportedly stripping naked to watch porn before attacking a stewardess. Now, when you say attack, like, sexually? Was he waving his dick around, or was he, like, trying to punch her? Shortly after the Malindo Air flight departed from Kuala Lumpur on Saturday, the 20-year-old Bangladeshi took off his clothes, it's a cultural thing, and started watching porn on his laptop. Like, people should just mind their own business. Bunch of looky-loos. You don't want to see what, you know, people are doing on their laptops. I guess, you know, him taking off his clothes is a giant clue as to what's going on the screen there. All right, so yeah, he took off his clothes, started watching porn. The man, I have a picture of him leaning back completely naked. He didn't just take off his pants. He took off his shirt, everything. I've got a picture of it. I'll make it today's featured image, I guess. you know, the dick is blurred out. The man, a student at a Malaysian university, initially put his clothes back on at the request of cabin crew. Then he tried to hug female crew members while on his way to the toilet. Yeah, I mean, you know what he was going to do at the toilet, right? He already started jerking off. There's no going back. One way or another, he is going to ejaculate. All right, so he tried hugging female crew, but he was like grinding up against them too. When his advances were rejected, he became aggressive and attacked a stewardess. The cabin crew and passengers reportedly managed to subdue him, and his hands were tied up with a piece of cloth for the rest of the flight. According to Malaysian website Star Online, the man also masturbated and urinated on his seat. Maybe that wasn't pee. Maybe it was squirt. You don't know. There's no indication as to why he was acting strangely, because he's a horny guy, and that's what horny guys do. We have no control whatsoever. The airline, a Malaysian subsidiary of an Indonesian company, declined to confirm all the details, but said in a statement that a disruptive passenger was sperming all over this place. What? No, was tied up on the flight to Dhaka and was arrested on arrival. The crew on board has followed the standard operating procedure in restraining the passenger from causing further disruption on board the flight. The disruptive passenger was accompanied by Dhaka security teams upon arrival, and he's been put to jail by the authorities there. The airline will continue to stay vigilant to ensure passengers travel soundly. As for the actual incident, the airline had this to say. The cabin crew approached the man and politely asked him to put on his clothes. He complied with their requests. A short while later, there was some commotion at the toilet area, and it turned out that he was harassing a stewardess. So there you go. Final story we have for you today. I was reading the comments in that news story. The first one is, I really don't see what the problem is. All right, yes, final story we have for you today. It's so important to poop, freaks. Yeah, well. Yeah, Cheryl didn't have much of a choice there. That was an emergency situation. That shit was coming out. But you should never hold it. In a tale that seems unlikely and painful, a 24-year-old man living in England hasn't pooped in more than a month. Well, you know what? That fucking, those turds are somewhere, right? His body is producing it. After, like, I don't know, 2 days, you should be concerned. I mean, I poop multiple times a day. I also eat garbage, and that has something to do with it. But most people, yeah, poop every day, once, right? Any longer than that, you should be freaking out. According to the BBC, police believe Lamar Chambers swallowed drugs. Oh, drugs had something to do with it. Okay, that makes sense. I remember Roy Killer War. Oh, rest in peace. Produced just massive shits. He recorded one of them. That was a Sideshow exclusive video. He showed us his big fat turd. Like, I could totally understand how he accepted big fat dicks in his ass, because he was taking brick-like turds, big girthy turds, size of like eggplants and stuff. At that point, you're not pooping, you're birthing, you know, and you get used to it. And then all of a sudden, you know, you got to take 12-inch cocks in order to even feel anything. Poor Roy Killer War. I wonder what did him in. You know what? I would think it had something to do with the drugs, but maybe he had this issue where he was backed up. You know, he took a lot of drugs. He did drugs. And maybe he didn't shit for a month or something and he just exploded. I don't know. All right. Lamar Chambers swallowed drugs during a chase with the cops in London on January 17th. On February 23rd, the outlet wrote that Chambers had not used the bathroom in 37 days. I love that they're keeping track, keeping tabs of his bowel movements. And what officials believe is an attempt to conceal evidence. Oh, he just refuses to shit the drugs out. It's probably all, like, absorbed in him now. Even if they were tied up in plastic bags, I mean, the heat would melt. I don't know. The body heat would melt the bags. I don't know. They would leak out eventually, right? The Independent reported that Essex Police Department provided updates about Chambers' bowel movements on Twitter with the hashtag PoopWatch. However, no tweets could be found. That sounds like bullshit to me. The prisoner has been under constant watch by two police officers in his cell. An Essex Police Department spokesman said he could not verify if Chambers finally used the restroom, how many days had passed since he last pooped, or provided any comment on the situation. Although, there is no official word. See, this just seems fake to me. No one's talking here. I mean, there was that initial story by the BBC, but still. Although there is no official word on when Chambers last used the toilet, going weeks without pooping is dangerous. No fucking shit. Like, they had to contact a doctor about that. Hey, Dr. Robert Glatter. Glad we got you on the phone. We have a question for you. Oh, this is the Independent News. We're working with the BBC on a story here. Is it safe to not shit for a month? The doctor would just hang up. Like, what? Are you fucking serious? All right, he explained that the suspect is likely suffering from fecal impaction, which is a great name for a band. No, which is when hard stool is stuck inside the rectum. Yeah, we gathered that from the name fecal impaction. This could cause a bowel obstruction or blockage that prevents food and liquid from moving through the intestines. Chances are Chambers could get physically ill. Quote, you're holding in toxins and poisons that would be eliminated with your feces, Glatter said. You can start vomiting. Vomiting up poop. That's got to be bad. I mean, vomit tastes bad as it is, you know, like normal vomit. Shit vomit. Ugh. Shit vomit. Additionally, back pain is common for people who are constipated or refuse to poop, as in Chambers' case. This is because the colon dilates and puts pressure on the back. Long-term, Chambers could experience fecal incontinence. Glatter explained that the anal sphincter, a muscle outside the anal canal and opening, could get damaged from holding in feces for long periods of time. If Chambers doesn't poop soon, he may never be able to control his bowel movements again. That's right, Cheryl. You know, as my favorite porn director once said, shit it out! Shit it out! Shit it out! All right, there you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Monday! Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. I love to hear from you freaks. It's been a while. Say hi. Call into the voicemail line, 206-666-4463. We also have a special line for patrons, and I got a bunch of those calls to go through. Other ways to contact me, show@distortedview.com. And of course, you can contact me on Twitter and Instagram at distortedview, facebook.com/distortedviewshow. All right, let's check in with a few patrons here. First up,
Timmy Boo, Scumhawk here, mate. Just a quick voicemail to say, hopefully your move to Cincinnati went swimmingly. You
no.
had a great move.
It no.
was gone well. Yeah, hopefully the sort of review is has been loaded and everything works smoothly, although given it's you we're talking about, that's a 50-50 chance at best. And you being the big, strong, masculine top that you are, I hope you just christened the shit out of all those rooms and you just wiped the floor with no. Lord Douche's sweet little brown Mexican bottom. Oh, you naughty man.
Mexican.
Anyway, pop it. Toodles.
All right. Thank you very much for the well wishes. It's not going smoothly. You know, did I tell you that I have to rent a U-Haul for this weekend? To get the rest of the shit. So it's like the second moving, and the whole point of getting the moving people was that we wouldn't have to do any of this ourselves. And now I got a fucking 16-foot U-Haul.
Hey, what's up, Timmy Boo? Tony for last. So I'm just calling in to say good luck on the move. But so two other points. One, I have a group chat with a bunch of friends, and they share some fucked up stuff, and half the time, a majority of the time, I've already heard it and seen it because of your podcast.
Yeah.
So usually I'm like, guys, I've seen this. And they're like, how? And every time I link them to, you know, distortedviewdaily.com, this guy.
See, I think the problem, I'm trying to figure out, like, the best way to get people into Distorted View. And I think the problem is, you tell someone, hey, I heard this on Distorted View. The show's fucking 40 minutes long, and they gotta, like, fast forward and find the part. They just want to hear it, right? So maybe, in addition to the full-length shows, I should cut up just the segments, right? And post those as maybe YouTube videos or something. So you can be like, oh, I heard this on Distorted View Daily, and then you can link them to that thing that's just the part that you want to share. See, but that's a lot of work on my end, and you know how lazy I am. I just feel like that would probably help me out.
Tim Henson.
Getting new listeners.
You know, it's fucking hilarious. Also, you guys are fucking weak. because I showed them the dickhole guy, and they're like, that's too far.
Yeah.
Showed them the butt.
That's the other problem.
Hey, Crusher Audio, that's too far.
I always go too far.
Fucking pussies. Also, I discovered a new podcast. I'm not listening to it. It's called Guys We Fucked. It's about two fucking feminists, of course. I listened to one episode, and they were like, I figured it was going to be a podcast about, you know, talk about how fucking this dude was fucking her pussy and grabbing her tits.
I think I've seen that podcast on the iTunes charts, and that's what I assumed it was about. Like, that's why it ranked so high, because it's like two girls talking about the guys they banged and, you know, funny sex stories.
Nope, it's all about how women should be empowered and shit like that. Total fucking snooze fest. And one of them.
That's clickbait.
Total raging con.
Oh, it's like how we fucked over guys? That's not cool. All right.
Timmy Boo, what it do? Canadian Sides for Freak Sunshine, Bunny Crush. And on a recent episode, you were talking about audio quality between different sort of generations of music and how when you were a kid, you could always tell an older recording because of the sound quality, and that's certainly true. Now, I'm not that much younger than you are, about 10 years, but to answer your question, I think you can sort of start to hear older music because more and more recording artists are moving away from releasing their stuff on CD as sort of the primary place, and so more often than not, the version of the song that you're going to hear is probably recorded and optimized for digital audio.
Ah, good point.
Which means
I will say, like, the 80s have a very distinct sound. Like, I could tell an 80s song. We were just in the car. I don't know why we were having this conversation. We were talking, Lord Douche and I were talking about who had more hits, Tiffany or Debbie Gibson. The answer, of course, is Debbie Gibson.
Optimized.
Tiffany only had, like, one hit. She milked that for at least a couple years, right? She was hot shit for a while.
Optimized for.
I feel like Debbie Gibson doesn't get the credit she deserves.
Digital audio.
I'm going to do a whole podcast on her soon.
Which means if you listen to, you know, a CD from the 90s versus maybe the same song re-released today, the newer version's going to sound better because it can sound better because they're released.
Oh, yeah. I guess that's kind of a different argument. I can't remember what I was talking about. I guess I was talking just about the sound quality of the recordings from like the 40s and 50s. You can just sort of tell.
Higher quality version.
Yeah.
So, you know, maybe do a test someday. Try to find an iTunes re-release of a song that you own on CD and see if that sounds better for you. Regardless, in terms of audio quality, your show is amazing. So I'm going to keep paying you.
Oh, thank you very much. Was that it? How many? We'll do one more call.
Hey, Tim. You're very funny.
Thank you.
It's very funny.
Thank you.
Have you ever considered stand-up comedy?
You know, I did. I have. But I feel like I'm too old now to get into that.
Of any kind? Just wondering.
I really should. I missed my chance. Because I thought about it in my 20s.
Of any kind?
I just never did.
Just wondering. Okay.
Any of you guys out there are stand-up comedians? When did you start out, and how did that go? Any of you start off later in life? I'm an old man. All right. Thank you for all the voicemails. Keep them coming. We're back, baby. That's all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail it for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-666-OH-GOD. Is it OH-GOD? Spread the distortion, STD. Hey, do it and win a, you know, Super Nintendo Mini Classic. I don't know what the fuck these things are called, but they're cool. I have, you know, I got one myself before I could find them in the stores. I had to, like, buy it from Amazon France or something. So I have, like, the European version. Still, same game. It looks a little different, but it's the same games. Oh, it's so much fun. You get two controllers. You can play with friends. Make sure to rate Distorted View daily. Give us a nice 5-star rating. Write some nice words, whatever. And, you know, spread the distortion, and you could take one home. How about that? Tomorrow's show will be Sideshow exclusive. If you're not yet a member, sign up, superfreaksideshow.com. Otherwise, I'll see you back on Wednesday. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody!
Hello, my treacherous friends. Thank you for joining me here tonight. I brought you all here to discuss as I must. Pleasant it's been. Hello, my treacherous.
My name is Tim Henson, the new face of genital herpes.